Yo, what's up, fellas? Welcome back to another episode of the Josh A Podcast. Hope you had a good weekend. I didn't really do anything this weekend, man. I'd just been working out a little bit, you know, lifting the weights and all that, getting real strong, you know. Life's been pretty good. I think I'm gonna take a vacation sometime this week or next week. I'm still figuring out where I want to go, because like a part of me is thinking maybe I should go to the beach, get rid of my vampiric pale complexion, or maybe I should go out to the mountains and just LARP as a character in Yellowstone on the TV show. And it's a difficult choice because not only am I figuring out where I want to go, it's also the ass pain of trying to get out of the house, because you know, you guys know me. I literally have a song called All I Do Is Sit Inside My House All Day. At this point, man, I'm basically Howard Adderley's boy from King of the Hill. In my song Ultra Rare from Blessed 2, I used like a little snippet from that, and you can hear Hank say, "Oh, I'm about to bust." But then right after that, he opens the door, and it's to this kid, Howard Adderley, and he turns around. He's like on the computer. He looks like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, and that's basically me. And that's what I'm trying to rid myself of, because whenever I go for long periods of working on music and all that, and like finally being done or close to being done with everything, I still have stuff that I want to do, but you know, I'm pacing myself. But yeah, whenever I get to like those types of working periods in my life, I always just let it consume me a bit. So now I'm at a point where I can let go, and it's just it's like man, the possibilities are endless, and it's also trying to peel myself off of the couch. So now I'm starting with working out, and I didn't realize, you know, with lifting weights, I had never lifted weights before. I was always just a cardio, like Energizer Bunny type person. I would only hit the treadmill, but now I'm taking a different approach. I'm lifting weights and stuff. I'm doing deadlifts, and I didn't realize how much of noodle arms, like little bitch boy noodle arms I had until I started trying to do deadlifts. Like right now I'm deadlifting 100 pounds, and like only doing 100 pounds it sounds so defeating, because I'll be scrolling through TikTok, and it's people who are like doing 475. It was even more defeating because whenever I got the barbell to like set up, I picked it up, and even that was a little heavy, and I was like, shit. But listen, you know, we all got to start from somewhere, and that's just how it goes. I'm starting out at 100 pounds. Eventually, I'll be doing the 475. I'll be like grunting really loud. I'll be going Super Saiyan. I'll be setting off the lunk alarm at Planet Fitness. It'll be sick. My goal for the before and after photo, right, is that I want, you know, the normal pictures of how I typically look, and then it cuts with the like Giga Chad Can You Feel My Heart like song playing in the background. And I mean, like, I'm not trying to get buff or anything, but I just want to be like a little toned, you know, a little definition in my arms, because I feel like it would just be weird if I was buff. I don't know, it just doesn't match my personality type at all. But yeah, I mean, I've been working out, trying to stay active, trying to keep the blood pumping and all that, and like in the meantime as well, I've been working real hard to get you guys some new stuff on the way. I can't really go into detail about what it is. I say this like every episode now. And I promise whenever everything's announced, the episodes will really pick up in like content, because I'll be able to talk about all the stuff that I've been working on like the past year. But I promise it's right around the corner. Just stay a little patient and it'll all pay off. I promise. In other news, it's been kind of a slow week, man. You know that the week's been slow whenever the most talked about story is JoJo Siwa getting a haircut. You know, like what's going on? Nobody's slapping anybody at the Oscars? Come on. It's boring. But I mean, speaking of the Oscars, though, or in my opinion, something that is 10 times better than the Oscars, is the The Kids' Choice Awards happen, which I guess is another notable thing this week, I guess. which, like, I don't know. I feel like the Kids' Choice Awards is way better than the Oscars because people can get slimed there. Like, imagine if that whole Will Smith thing happened and then right after, they just got slimed. That would be sick. But yeah, I mean, I saw No Way Home, the Spider-Man movie. I saw that got, like, the best movie there. And again, that just proves my point that the Kids' Choice Awards is better and more entertaining than the Oscars. And also, you know, our boy, the meme himself, Ed Sheeran, he won Best Male Artist, which is pretty cool. Feels like I won it myself. And of course, there's the Lego Star Wars game that came out. I've been playing it. It's pretty nice. It's a fun time. But I saw this one TikTok that just made me crack up because this guy was so visibly angry about the, like, main menu screen, how it has all the Star Wars characters and all that. I'll put it up on the screen if you're watching it on YouTube. And it's like Rey is up at the top of all the characters, and he is really upset about it. Let me just play you the audio of this.
Honest, I love this game and everything, but this bitch being up at the top literally ruins this entire title screen. They put her above Luke Skywalker. They even put her above the real chosen one.
No, they put her above Luke Skywalker. The audacity, oh no. Now, listen. I know I clowned on Star Wars Hardcore in the last episode, but I wasn't really clowning on Star Wars. I was more so clowning on the fact that Disney would charge like $5,000 to $6,000 for a subpar experience. But see, this is more so a guy just pissing his pants because the, like, a character is above another character, I guess. Like, it's Lego Star Wars. I just don't understand why they're so mad. And, like, I'm not saying that, you know, you have to like anything. Like, I wasn't a fan of the new movies either. Like, I wasn't the biggest fan of Rey as a character and all that, right? But, like, it seems like these people are just taking their hatred towards Rey and all that way too far. It gives me the same type of energy as the people who, like, harassed Daisy Ridley to the point that she went off social media, you know? And again, it's Lego Star Wars. Like, if you got a problem with the character and all that, I get it, but, like, Lego Star Wars? Of all the things that you could be mad at, you choose Lego Star Wars. It's okay, I guess, you know? But yeah, I mean, the game's fun. It was a great time. I don't know what's up that guy's ass, but I've been having a great time with it. It's sick. It's cool to be able to, like, relive those movies or to, like, take those movies in a whole new way, because there's a lot of jokes throughout the whole thing, and it had me dying at some points. Aside from that, there's not a whole lot going on. It's kind of slow because not only am I waiting to, like, drop stuff, but I'm also waiting on the new season of Ozark, or, like, the second half of it that comes out on April 29th. I'm waiting on the new season of Better Call Saul that starts on April 18th. I think that's next Monday. And Barry season 3. You guys, if you guys haven't seen Barry, that's a great show. I think it's on HBO or Showtime, one of the two. That's a fantastic show. Like, the whole concept of it is this dude's a hitman, Bill Hader, and he's, like, kind of having, like, a midlife crisis where he doesn't know if he wants to keep killing people for money. So, like with this one person that he's, like, chasing down to kill, he follows him into a acting club, and then he realizes his passion is acting. And so he's, like, trying to stop being a hitman so he can just become a full-time actor. And it's a great show, and I would highly, highly recommend checking it out. And I'm really excited for that. That's going to be April 24th, I believe. Another one I'm excited for is this movie called The Northman. That looks crazy. It's like this Viking medieval type storyline where this dude has to avenge his father and his kingdom and stuff, and he has to go and take it over because he was the heir to the throne, but then his kingdom gets wiped out or whatever, so he's gonna go and reclaim it. It looks awesome. It's made by the guy who did The Witch, I believe. He also did The Lighthouse, which is a great movie as well. This dude's like 2 for 2 so far, so hopefully this is 3 for 3. And guys, I gotta talk about this show. This is like probably the greatest show out right now, in my opinion. And it's not what you think. No, it's not. It's not The Sopranos. It's not Breaking Bad. You know what it is? Is it Cake? It's basically just this cooking show where they bring in these chefs, and then the chefs have to all compete to make the most realistic-looking version of real food. And then after they make it, they place it with like next to the real food. They bring in some guests, and they're like, "Listen, bitch, is it cake? Is it not?" And I am sure you guys are like, "Josh, is this seriously the type of TV show you watch?" Yes, it is. No question. It's great. The reason why I love this type of stuff is because it's so dumb. It's a show that's made for NPCs, basically. And that's like watching those shows. That's my one moment where I can feel like an NPC for a little bit. I just turn my brain off. I just turn on some garbage cooking show, and it's great. This is the one show where I can become the soy Wojak pointing meme. The dude walks out and he's like, "All right, guys. So today your task is going to be making realistic tacos." And I'm just like, "Oh shit." And then that's where I just turn into like a CIA agent. I'm analyzing the food. I'm seeing the like Matrix hieroglyphics in the air. and then man, there is no better like euphoric rush than getting the food right. Like, you know, I may be an idiot from time to time, but I got a 140 IQ on Is This Cake. But what's been irritating me about the show is that I can't find anybody who likes this. Like, I go on the internet, I'm looking around, you know, and I just see people clowning it left and right. Everybody just turns into a film snob whenever it comes to these types of shows, because it's like low-hanging fruit. Like, obviously, the people who enjoy these shows, they know it's bad. we all understand that it's bad. But you're telling me that whenever they bring out a rack of shoes, you're not curious as to which one is the cake? I feel like it's Cap. Cap has been detected. My capometer is going off the charts right now. It just feels like nobody can be above Is It Cake. There's no way. And I just love the energy of the show. It's great because everybody there who's participating in the show, they understand it's like the dumbest idea for a show ever, and they're just having fun with it. And that's what it's all about. It reminds me of this other hidden gem on Netflix called The Floor is Lava. That one's pretty good. It's, you know, exactly what you think it is, but it's just really elaborate sets. It's like American Ninja Warrior meets The Floor is Lava. I'm just like, am I the only person who enjoys bad TV? I just love watching terrible shows. It's great because, I don't know, that there's something engaging about watching a show that's just like obviously bad, but everybody's having fun as they're making it. I just love it. You know, from time to time, I just need some mushy brain, smooth brain type TV shows. It's just what I like. Hopefully I'm not alone in this. Hopefully I'm not the only person who enjoys Is It Cake. It would just be amazing if I was like the number one fan this whole time. I was the only person who was actually watching it. And for the people who like dislike these types of shows and go out of their way to like shit on them, like, you're not an intellectual for dunking on Is It Cake. Like, okay, Ben Shapiro, we get it. You're an intellectual. You're too smart. Your brain is too big. But I think given the fact that I've resorted to talking about a show like Is It Cake, that maybe it's time I jump into the Q&A stuff. This is a very slow week for me. For the next question, comes from Simon Grimm. What's your opinion on fan pages? You said before you didn't like the idea. Back, this is probably 3 or 4 years ago, I used to be like a little bit of a bitch boy. I didn't like fan pages and stuff because I guess the concept of somebody like liking me enough to make a page dedicated to me was like, I couldn't comprehend it because like in my head, I'm like, I'm a dumbass. I'm a loser. Like, why would anybody like me enough to do that? So like, it just didn't compute for my tiny brain. But as I've gotten older, I've come to appreciate it, and I think it's so awesome. So like, I'm all for fan pages now. It was just back then I didn't know how to like take it in. It's like whenever somebody who has very low self-esteem gets a compliment for the first time, they almost feel like somebody's making fun of them. You know, they don't feel like it's like the affection is real. So yeah, but yeah, I mean, I'm cool with fan pages now. If anybody runs one or whatever, I appreciate you. All right, so the next question comes from brother. I don't know how to pronounce that name, so I'm just not even going to attempt it. The question is, did pursuing music ever cost you anything in your life that you wish you could get back? And that's definitely a heavy question, you know? I think for anybody who wants to pursue their passion in life or to be successful at anything, it's always going to come with sacrifices, like, no matter what. And for me, I think the two big things, like, that I sacrificed was having, like, a stable social life and also college. I took a massive leap of faith dropping out of college. And that was something that, you know, 9 times out of 10, if you do that, if you drop out of college to pursue a rap career of all things, you're going to fall on your ass unless like you're already making money from it. So, yeah, I mean, eventually maybe one day I'll go back to college just so I can, like, you know, print out a useless degree that I can hang on my wall or something. But yeah, I don't really have any regrets or anything that I wish I could get back. I think what I have in life is great right now, and you guys have put me in a position that, like, I am so blessed to be where I'm at. So yeah, I don't really have any regrets or anything along those lines. All right, so the next question comes from Walker Woods. What's up, brother? How was the Grim Peaks trilogy produced? They are by far some of my favorite beats. Yeah, I mean, for the most part, when I was putting it all together, a lot of the songs in that trilogy were just songs that I had made and I forgot about them. And then a few months later, I'm like sifting through all my unreleased stuff. I probably got like 40 to 50 songs at least just sitting in the vault ready to drop at any time. But like for the stuff that makes the light of day under Little Revive, it's like mostly just stuff that I had initially made for Josh A, and then I like decided not to, but then I come back to it and I'm like, you know what, I should have dropped that. So then I just put it under Little Revive, and it's just a place where I can like mess around with song styles and stuff and just see what sticks, what doesn't, and to see like what you guys are liking, and then I can like fully master it under Josh A, pretty much. That's like how I tackle it. And I produce pretty much every beat under the Grim Peaks trilogy, aside from the stuff, like, I had, like, 2 or 3 that were produced by Z-Wall on Grim Peaks 3. So, yeah, and I definitely want to have him produce more for me, because I like the workflow. It's pretty much we get on Discord, and we like, co-produce the beats together with screen share, and it's a fun process. All right, so the next question comes from QT Painkiller. What has been the hardest point of your career besides the start, if it was a start? Yeah, I'd probably say it was a start, because it's always difficult trying to, you know, convince your family and your friends and people around you that you're going to drop out of college to be a rapper. That's like, you know, there's been so many instances of that not working out that I don't really blame anybody for thinking that I wasn't going to make it. Like, I get it. But, yeah, it was definitely hard times, because, I felt like I was crazy, because, so many people were telling me it was a bad idea, and I would just be, you know, sitting in my bed staring up at the ceiling, like, am I crazy? Is something wrong with me that I think that I can do this, while everybody else is telling me no? And then, you know, just also not having, any type of cushion to fall back on. Like, I didn't come from money. I didn't have like a comfortable existence growing up. So that was also difficult, and everything I have now, I had to build on my own. I didn't inherit it. I didn't have anything like that. So yeah, I think that was like the hardest times, but it was also good times too, because, there's something so fun about like the risk of it all, and like, what you're doing it stands for something greater, because there's a greater purpose behind every move you're making, and that was so fun. And like I'm definitely in a very blessed position now, so I just feel great where I'm at. All right, this next question comes from Sky Lovey, I think is how you say it. Question: are you ever going to do Hyperpop? So I don't know. I have a lot of mixed feelings about Hyperpop. One is that everybody's jumping on it because it's like supposedly the new wave or whatever, and I don't know. Like I haven't been the biggest fan of Hyperpop music. I like 100 Gex. I like Money Machine. Like, that's cool and all, but the rest of the stuff I haven't been the biggest fan of. I don't know. It's just not something that, like I can produce it with ease. There's no problem just sitting down and knocking a few of those songs out, but it's just, it doesn't do anything for me. It doesn't make me excited to create. So I just, it's something that I don't really want to do. If I make something, if I want to make music or make songs or whatever, like, I have to be excited to do it. Otherwise, it's not going to come out good. Like, if that was the case, you guys would have Better Off Dead 47. You'd have Blessed 23. You know, it's just I gotta be into it if I'm gonna make it. All right. So the next question comes from Straight Guy. All right, Josh. Listen, okay. If you want to be a cowboy, you need to make a country song and post it on something that does not have to be your main. I want to hear Josh A. Country. Now, I know you don't have a southern accent, but that's the point. It would be funny. We need funny music again, like politics. All right, so yeah, I mean, I've messed around with making country music before. That's like, if you listen to Let You Go on Lonely Vibes, that's basically a country song. I even got a steel guitar in there as well. So yeah, I mean, I've kind of already done it just without an accent. If you want me to put on an accent and everything, I can do that. I don't know if that's a good idea. I don't know if I should be dropping music like that. But maybe. Who knows? I'll have to sift through my vault of music, because I'm sure I got a country song in there somewhere. The next question comes from the Eye for Gore guy. Yeah, you guys know him. He's the guy who made the Eye for Gore meme. Yeah, I'm not even gonna say his name. I'm just gonna call him the Eye for Gore guy. If you still plan on doing gaming videos, what are you gonna play? I've thought about it. So like, I've sat down, I made a few gaming videos, like, as of late, but the problem is that I don't want to post them, because I feel like the uploads are just going to be so inconsistent, and it's already difficult enough trying to make sure I do a podcast every week, that I feel like, I don't know, I don't want to build your guys' hopes up with doing gaming videos and stuff, and you expecting them to be a regular thing, and then they just cease to exist, because I just don't have the time to game a lot. It's not something that I regularly do, because for the most part, 99% of the time, aside from this month I'm kind of chilling, but like for the most part, I just don't have time to game, and I don't want to post it if it's not going to be regular content. All right, the next question comes from Transit, aka the best zombies map in my opinion, next to Die Rise and Mob of the Dead. Just your unnecessary or unneeded zombies opinion for the day. Yeah, so he asks, how many songs are in the vault? I said it earlier, there's like 40 to 50 in there for sure. There might be more, because I think I got, like, you know, just from the span of 2019 to now, I've definitely made about like 300 songs at least, but a lot of them I've thrown in the trash, just gotten rid of. So I would say the number is about 40 to 50 right now. Like, I have a playlist that I've like saved of music that I listen to here and there, just to see if I want to use anything. But having so much music, that's like the hard part with putting together albums, because whenever I have that many songs, there's certain songs that I just love so much that like, I wish I could put all of them in, but I don't want to drop an album that long. So it's just the hard part is like cutting songs. All right, so the next question comes from Talons. Is there any chance you'll make another song with Bryce, a.k.a. NFX? I've been listening to him nonstop ever since you collabed with him for The Itch. Also, keep up the great songs and podcasts. You're in my headphones 24/7. Why, thank you. Yeah, I would love to work with NFX more. I think that in the future, one day, I would love to do a collab album or something like that. I think there's a lot of room for our sounds to sort of come together because... We both do like the sort of emo rap type stuff, but I think it would be sick to like utilize what I do a lot as of late, which is incorporating more like rock anthemic stuff. It would be really cool to combine that with NFX because they also have songs like that it's like rock anthems, you know. I just think we could do some cool stuff. And Bryce is a cool dude. He's awesome. Real positive dude. I like talking to him. I think there's definitely some room in the future for that, for sure. All right, so the next question, and this is going to be the last one for the episode. We're going to close it out with this one. It's from Koishi? I don't know. I feel like I butchered it just by saying that out loud. But they asked, what happened to that graphic novel you were working on? I remember you tweeting about it back in the day, but there hasn't been any updates on it. Much love. Yeah, I've been... working on multiple graphic novels for the past few years. I have like storyline outlines done for them. The problem is that it just takes so much time to sit down and write them, as well as getting the artwork done for them too, because that's a whole other process. Because not only do you have to make sure that the story does not suck, that there are no holes in the story, people aren't going to clown it, you also have to have really good artwork, and that's like 50 to 100 pages of really solid artwork. And if there's color in it too, that's even more hectic trying to make sure it looks good. If it's black and white, that's a little bit easier, but yeah, if it has color, then it's going to take even longer. So yeah, it'll definitely happen. The problem is just bandwidth and everything, making sure that I'm giving everything the right amount of love and time it deserves, which is mostly music right now. I just want to make sure that I'm giving enough time to music. I don't want these side projects that I'm doing, like the podcast or whatever, to take away too much from the music. So I just got to focus on everything, just one thing at a time. I can't get bogged down with a bunch of stuff, even though that's just how I am as a person. I'm always trying to jump to the next thing. But yeah, it'll definitely happen, though. I would say whenever I get time, whenever I get a good 6 months, then I'm definitely gonna knock that out. So yeah, guys, I think that will do it for this episode. I was really not too confident that it was gonna be a long episode, but we did it. We're here. We're at the close to the 30-minute mark. So yeah, I'll catch you guys in the next one. Hopefully for this next one, I'll have something to talk about. I'm hoping. I don't know. Will I? Who knows? Anyways, I'll catch you guys later. Have a good one.